Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends say, let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me, around for me, around for me, it's turning around.
Just say it into the atmosphere.
Around for me. Around for me.
It's turning around.
Turning around for me.
Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is.
God is making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
There's no reason to doubt.
I know he's working.
I know he's working it out.
And it's turning around.
Turning around me.
This is the good news.
And it won't always be like this. He will perfect that concern. And sooner or later, it'll turn in my favor.
Sooner or later, turn in my favor.
It's turning around. Concerning me, and sooner or later, turn in my favor.
Just lift your hands to the atmosphere and claim your season of turnaround. Hallelujah. Now let's say this together. Come on.
Around for me.
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 Around for me. Around for me.
It's turning around. I can see.
For me.
I can feel it happening.
It's turning around,
nor the Son of Man.
God's going to turn it around.
Yeah.
And it's turned around. Got to know it real. And turning around, God is, he's going to help you out one day. And somebody know it was because of him this morning who rose us up so we could see another. I just want to thank God for another day. Thank God for his Holy Spirit. Thank God for the things he already done. That songwriter said, sooner or later, God is going to turn it around. He's going to make it for you and I to see things in his way. He wants us to lift his name up. He wants us to praise him today. What do God have to do to get you to praise him? You know, I just thank God for the Holy Spirit, Reverend. You know, Reverend, I just really believe it was nothing on yesterday. I'm just speaking, you know, you might not believe it, but yeah. I believe to myself. It was nothing on yesterday. It was so great.
So great.
We might did some things pretty good, Reverend, but it was his mercy, man. It was his mercy to allow you and I and others to be here together. To worship him, to thank him, because I just think about the Holy Ghost, man. Reverend, we're gonna be coming out of Zechariah today, chapter 4.
Mm-hmm.
Zechariah chapter 4. Just a little food of thought. We're just trying to get some thoughts with us about how God was with his people, children of Israel, how he helped them. How you put them in captivity and brought them out, you know. And we're going to find out about Zerubbabel, you know. Well, he was one of the leaders of the head of the tribes of Judea, you know. We just want to talk about how God is putting it together. I thank God for his Holy Spirit. I thank God for his Holy Spirit because we really believe that he is here. So as we transition, as we try to get on through this lesson today, we ask for your prayers. You know, we're not going to hold you long. But there was something going on at this time, Reverend, that God was speaking to the church, that they were rebuilding the temple again, you know. This is the second time they were building this temple. And he was dealing with Babylon. How they returned from Babylon, been captivity for over 70 years, if you can understand me. I hope you can hear me, because I ain't
going to... Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. And he gave a man, you know, a lot of folks be talking about, man, when you've been walking with the Lord, you're gonna have an encounter with him. I believe if you really truly walk with, especially if you call to teach and preach, I believe he gonna come to you and visit you. He's going to visit you.
Yes,
he gonna visit you. Just like every every leader he had, he visited them. And these two right here, we're going to find out he had two leaders he was speaking about. You know, he was talking about two leaders at this time. Reverend, Reverend, you all right? You good?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let us get in the word. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you. We thank you, Father God, for your sweet Holy Spirit, Lord. We thank you for you being the Lord of hosts. We thank you for how you just brought us here to this day, that you made it out of reality, Lord. Lord, we lay down now like, almost like a dead man, and you woke us up, Lord. Sometimes we didn't breathe during the night, Lord, and you gave us the life, Lord, to see another day, Lord. We just thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for the Holy Ghost, Lord, that has come in us, Lord, and allowed us to do the things we do, Lord. We ask you, Father God, right now, to forgive us for any one of our sins, Lord, known and unknown sins, Lord. Lord, if there's anything was not pleasing to you right now, we ask you, Father God, to have thy own way, Lord. Lord, bless us, Lord, to be able to be in your presence, Lord. Lord, have your way as we come humble to you, Lord. Because we believe that, Lord, when you come in, everything is all right, Lord. We believe in your anointing, Lord. So have your way, Lord. Bless us, Lord, as we come out today, Lord, just to reason in your word, just to listen to your word, just to teach your word, just to preach your word, just to receive your word, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit have his way, Lord. By the Spirit, we try you, Lord. And we already know that you are in our life, Lord. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this ministry, Lord. We ask you, Father God, any ministry to come by your name, lift your name up, Lord, in this day. We ask you to increase your Holy Spirit, Lord. Lord, put your spirit in all people that want to live for you, Lord, to serve you and tell the goodness of your love, Lord. So, Lord, have your way, Lord. Lord, if it's sick and shut in right now, we ask you, Father God, be your will, Lord. Heal them, Lord. Lord, from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, Lord. Don't let no corona be able to have the last say, Lord. If it be your will, Lord, we ask you to get breathing there. If it be your will, let the lungs and the respirators so they can open up their windpipe so they can breathe, Lord. Let cancer be in remission, Lord. Let heart attack go away, Lord. But let the even dialogy be a better person for someone, Lord. If they transfer blood from one tube to another, Lord. We ask you to just heal your people today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. If not, Lord, give them the ultimate healing, Lord. Lord, give them in a place to be with you, Lord. Lord, bless their family, Lord. Bless the family, Lord. If something like that you allow to happen, Lord, we just ask you to give strength to the family, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord. Even one might be still thinking about their loved one. Strengthen them, Lord. Give them the strength, Father God, from on high, Lord. The man can't do nothing about it, Lord. Man can't give him a magical word. So I love that word you just gave. Because sometimes the pain gets so deep, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to give strength, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. And we ask you, Father God, in Jesus' name, to have your way. Amen and amen. Reverend, chapter 4, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
Chapter 4. We're going to try to get through this thing. Yeah, chapter 4. Again, King, you know, he was the head of the tribe of Judea. They had came out of the offspring out of Babylon. And God gave him a vision, Reverend. You know, he gave him something. He gave him something. Let him see something in the spiritual realm, man. That a lot of people right here ain't seen, man. But God is really speaking now in the spiritual realm, man. And he wants people to see something. And he showed them something. Look what he did here, Reverend. Verse 1. He said, he's showing them. See, God showed them his spirit. You know, the vision of something, you know, these olive trees.
Yeah.
And there's a lamp stand, you know. Again, what? Look how we read. Look at it, read just like this. And the angel with me came again and walked, what's it, wake me as a man that was awakened out of his sleep. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm gonna get real personal with this night. You know, a lot of folks misunderstand the being out the body and still sleep. you know.
Mm-hmm.
He said the man came to me like I was awoken, like I was just like he just woke me up, Reverend, and you physically mm-hmm. woke me up. Mm-hmm. I understand I'm up, but he said, but yet he was still asleep. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm.
he was, you know, his body, he can look back and see his body still asleep. Reverend, know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He was looking at him. And God yeah. let him see this here. And I'm going to tell you, the Spirit of the Lord is so wise, man, that when you start talking like this, if a person is not in tune with God, he'll be thinking you went crazy. Zachariah was
yeah.
getting a feeling that most of us, if we've been in the Lord long enough, it seemed like you're in a deep sleep, but God wakened him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, evidently,
yeah.
Reverend, this angel been here before. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
This angel been here before, you know, because he
right.
talked with him. That's what he said.
Have
you ever been around, Reverend? He talked with me, you know what I'm talking about? And so he,
yeah.
in doing this, he was letting them see that I'm here again. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Don't you want to be visitation
yeah.
by the Lord? Don't you want a
Thank
visitation
you,
by the Lord? Do you want
yes,
God
sir.
To wake you up? Oh, help me, Holy
yes,
Spirit.
Sir.
And
yes,
watch this here, Reverend. And so, and finna show him some vision. You know, the first
mm-hmm.
he was just talking to him. Now he finna show him some spiritual thing. Look what the scripture said. Let me back up and do this again. And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me. And as a man that's waking out of a sleep, and said unto me, what seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, candlesticks all of gold. Help me up, sir.
Yeah.
With a bowl upon the top of it. And this, look what it said, seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes. And to the seven lamps which are upon the top thereof. Help me, Holy Spirit. Reverend,
yeah.
he was God, angel asked him, what you see, Reverend? He said, what
okay.
I see some pipes, and I see seven lambs, and I see these two olive trees. Help me, Holy Spirit. And I see them on the top of it, and I'm looking at it, and it's something going on, Reverend. Yeah, verse 3. It's something going on. I'm seeing some things in a spiritual realm, and it's showing me some things that I have never seen before. But I've seen this all, you know, going through the seven pipes. Help me, Holy Spirit. he's seeing God showing him some spiritual thing that he had never seen before. But the vision was so straight that he knew what it was. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He can see it. And God was showing this spiritual thing. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in the spiritual world, but this is what's happening right now. You know, and we've been around the church a little while, and God has visited us, and we can tell you some things about something, and we tell you about how God visited us a little while back. But God had visited us recently and showed us something about a man had passed. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Man had passed. And it was just me, Rev, and Pastor Oliver's in there. He had passed, you know what I'm talking about?
And
this man had passed, and as soon as this man had passed, I went down and prayed for him, and he started moving, you know what I'm talking about? Help me, Holy Spirit. And he started moving.
Yeah.
And we probably believe he was coming back into himself again, because prior to that, he had a task he had to do. And he didn't get to say the words he wanted to say, and he died. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And then the Pastor Alpha got over him, shielded him like when the prophet got over the little boy when he had died, and prayed on it. And then what happened was when he laid over, it took a form of a light. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And it took so much of a light,
yeah.
the whole body was covered. And then he raised up, and the body raised up and came back alive. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
This is recently. He showed us something. And now
yes,
he's
sir.
Dealing with Zachariah the same way. He showed him something in the spiritual realm, how God is pouring his spirit. See, because they had did a test. They was going back and building the temple. And God was showing them how the temple was looking. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
look what he said,
yeah.
Reverend. I love this part because a lot of folks, man, if you ain't never have an encounter with the Lord, it sounds crazy to you.
Mm-hmm,
when we have an encounter with
mm-hmm.
the Lord, it don't sound crazy to you because he'll visit you. Somebody said, what you talking about? I'm talking about if you go to sleep, when you've been in encounter with the Lord, and you have a close relationship with the Lord, Reverend, he will come to you. Is that right about it, Reverend?
Yes, he will. Yes, right.
So
right.
In the temple, the lamp was full with pure and special oil, that olive oil. You know, Zechariah seen the lamp, sir, and he saw it in his vision, was fed straight with the tree. When I started thinking about how he seen that thing, how he saw the pipes, and he saw the seven lamps, and then when he looked at it and described it, then verse 3 said there was two olive trees by it, and one of them on the right side of him, the Holy Spirit, and on the and the bowl of it, the other side, up on the left side of it. So I answered and spoke. Then the angel talked with me, saying, what are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, knowest thou not what of these be? And he said, I said, no, my Lord. Then he answered, spoke unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by my might, nor by my, power, but by
power.
The Spirit, said the Lord of hosts. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
it was showing him what he was going to do with our brother, Zerubbabel. And he was showing him this vision so he could understand that what God was going to give him the strength to do what he had to do. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, because Zerubbabel had to accomplish a work, brother. And this work, when all was going to be a physical work, it was going to be a spiritual work, Reverend. Help me, Holy Spirit.
The
spiritual work, he wanted the Zechariah to see what task he had for him. Help me, Holy Spirit. Remember again, I said Zerubbabel was the head of a tribe of Judah at this time. The returning of Babylon and captivity. And I love how he did it because he was born in the time when he was 70 years, when he was in captivity. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And God allowed him to be ruler over the children of Israel. And as they were rebuilding the temple the second time, he would be the one over it. And he was showing, he said, let me show you what you see in him. He said, I'm going to answer this like this. He said, this is the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. That's what he said. Says the Lord of hosts. Who, watch this, Reverend, art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain. And he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shouting. What did he say? Crying with grace. Grace unto who? You don't tell me how God can make it so plain. He said, grace to it. That's what he can, make it a little more for grace to it. That's what he did. When he was doing and strengthening his hand, he allowed him to speak to River, because again he had to do a task, my brother, and doing this, he was encouraging him to carry on in the work, brother. You know, have you ever need some encouragement, Reverend?
Yes, sir.
And he made it so plain that he could understand it, Reverend. So with the shouting and crying, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the hands of, what's it, Zerubbabel has laid a foundation of this house, and his hand shall also finish it. And look what it says, thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to, unto you. He was there. Zerubbabel had a task. He said his spirit was with him, not by his might, but by the spirit spirit of the Lord was on him, and this might that he got, he collected strength, Reverend. He collected strength with the Holy Spirit all over him. Have you ever been somewhere, Reverend, mm-hmm. you got so weak? Oh, heavy host.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been
yes,
somewhere,
sir. Yes, sir.
My brothers and sisters got weak, and God gave you strength? Oh, help me, host.
Mm-hmm.
Zerubbabel had a task, brother. He had a task that God, had, the Spirit had breathed on him, and the Lord worked with him as he created the with his hand. Now, you remember? Can I pause there for a minute, Reverend? You remember
yes, sir.
The children of Israel? They escaped, you know, and now they're running, and we got our buddy behind them who was their Pharaoh in his army, and they got to a Red Sea, Reverend. They got to the Red Sea,
yes,
Reverend,
sir.
And they couldn't go no more. And God told
mm-hmm.
Moses to stick his rod in that Red Sea, and he opened it up, Reverend. He opened it up
mm-hmm.
so much that the wind blew the water and dried the ground so the children of Israel can go forward. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
help
sir.
Me.
Yes, sir.
See some, just imagine when you've been in some tough spots and God opened the doors up so you can get in. Imagine
mm-hmm.
some doors God lips, he leaves shut for us too. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
some doors,
you're right
he
about
don't
it.
Want us to go over in. sometimes
mm-hmm.
he said, God, I thank you. Have you ever thanked God for not opening that door up? Once
no,
he shows
yes,
you the reality
sir.
Of it.
mm-hmm.
Hey, Reverend, have you ever
mm-hmm.
looked at this book? I'm glad you didn't open that door up there, Lord. Hey, Lord,
that's
but he
right.
opened the Red Sea up for the children of Israel, Reverend. Let me park my mule for a minute, Reverend. And imagine this. The Pharaoh and his army seeing these people rocking on this dry land, running across that land, and they said, they stopped and looked, and Pharaoh sent his army behind. Oh, help me, Lord. But Pharaoh pretty slick. He didn't go. He just sent his army over there, Reverend. And then when it got
mm-hmm.
in the middle of that dirt starts, the chair that it was on is sucked in the mud. Help me, Holy Spirit. And the children got to be able to get on the other side, and God allowed Moses to put the rod back in, and the water started going back where it come from. And what they did, Reverend, he killed all of them. They started floating
yes,
to the top. You know, sir. You know, and I'm gonna tell you something. God is a protector too. Help me, Holy Spirit. When you seem like it seems like it's so impossible, God help him. But what I'm looking at here, Reverend, the Holy Spirit helped Zerubbabel, and it helped him so much. He gave him resource with his hands. He gave him resource to keep going on because he had to trust in what he was doing, brother. Because this thing was invaded. Nebuchadnezzar them had tore it up, and now they're trying to build it again. Help me, Holy Spirit. Don't tell me what
yeah.
God wants.
Yeah.
He gave them that. But he told them, as he was doing this, Reverend, he gave them strength, man. And the only way you
thank
can get strength is through what? Somebody's been around. Do you know the Holy Spirit?
Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit will continuously give you power within
mm.
supply you with some needs that you need. That's what the olive tree was doing. The vision of the olive tree was an oil, Reverend, and there's a lamp, and he kept it full.
Beautiful.
Help me, Holy Spirit. Let me teach
beautiful.
This thing. And he kept it full
mm-hmm.
so he could God supply, and he had the allowance to allow the Holy Spirit to continuously be with the church. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get it
mm-hmm.
out? Did I
yes,
miss that?
Sir.
Look what he did. Look what he did, man. I like the last part of that, if you don't mind. With a shouting. Did you hear what he said? With a shouting. Can I do it again? With
mm-hmm.
a shouting, crying grace. And grace unto you. Have you ever just sit back and say, Lord, I need you. I need you, grace,
mm-hmm.
Lord. I miss
yeah.
up, Lord. I need
yes,
your mercy in some kind of
mm-hmm.
way while you just yet talking. The Bible said while you yet praying, while you yet speaking, he already here and already answered, my brother. Have you ever
mm-hmm.
had one of those moments and he gave you some strength? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
I feel like
yes,
I'm
sir.
In church now. No, I know I feel like
yes,
in church because I feel my help coming on, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
I feel my strength
mm-hmm.
coming on, Reverend. Sometimes you
yes,
just need to stop and say, Lord, I just need you right now, Lord. I'm just coming to you with a empty picture. Fill
mm-hmm.
my picture, Lord, with your love. fill my pantry with your love. Fill it. Now watch this, Reverend. Reason why I said love, because love made me look at someone don't like me, man, and tell them I still love you. Oh, help me, Holy.
Yeah.
I said, love will let me look at you. I know you don't like me. And say, brother, I love you. And love will allow me to help you when I know you're misusing me. Help me, Holy Spirit. Don't tell me what I'm talking about. I've been through the storm and the rain, Reverend. And this not a physical thing to some of them. This is a spiritual thing. So he was lying to them. Saying, so he said, oh, church, look where you're now. Look where you're
mm-hmm.
The hands of, verse 9. The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, and his hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts, what? Has sent me unto you. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you ain't never did nothing in life, you ain't never did nothing work for the Lord, you probably won't understand what he's saying right here. You have finished the race. Because God gave you strength, you have finished it. Some people are so strong, River. They, I preached that thing. I told the church up. I did it. I saw that. Man, if it had not been for the Lord, who are you trusting in? Are you trusting in your gift? Or are you trusting in the Holy Spirit? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because when I bag up again, Eric. Bag all the way up. When he said, by my spirit.
He said, by
my spirit. That's what he said there, right? He said, by my spirit, saith the Lord of who? Hosts. You understand me? So that that good representation of the Holy Spirit, once it get into you, oh, help the Holy Spirit. Once it really get into you, I know it levels the Holy Spirit. I know everybody is not full of the Holy Spirit, because God got a task and a mission for all of us, and some of our missions are different. You know what I'm saying? So he give it to you time needed. If he wants you to do a task and it's above your mind, He'll let you know that he's in the midst. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because you can find yourself saying something. You ever feel like, oh, lubricate you down a little bit? You know that oil, you lotion yourself down, and you get all that rust spot off you, but it lubricates you down. It's a purpose for that, because you don't want no friction in there. Leave me alone, man. You don't want no friction there. So the friction comes from the naysayers. Can I do that, Reverend? From the naysayers.
Come on now.
Man, if I was, because the naysayers going to come. They're not going to understand the all of light. The all of light burns with like a lamp. But when you got the Spirit of God, there needs no light. See, sometimes the oil you use to get the fruit of the flame going, you can put your hand there. But when you got the Holy Ghost in you, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, it gives you a different kind of warmth and comfort. Can I say that, Reverend? It gives you a different kind of warmth and comfort. Have you ever been in the foot of the Holy Spirit? I know you have. And it took all over you, Reverend. It wasn't no fire there, but it seemed like you just burning up, don't you?
Yes, sir.
It seemed like it was all over you, man. You just couldn't be still. You were just wondering where this all coming from, where all this warmness coming from, because it was the Holy Spirit, Reverend. Where the Spirit of God is, it is warm and comfort. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, Reverend, you don't remain the same. From my mind to my heart, I can't believe someone said they have tasted the good word of God and turn away from it, Reverend. Hold my finger right here for a minute. Hold my finger right there, Reverend.
Come on
now. Let's travel a little bit. I ain't been over here in a while. See if it's still real. Did James say something about that, Reverend? What James say about that, Reverend? James said something about it, Reverend. Reverend, he did,
yes,
Reverend.
Thank you, Lord.
And he wants us to be a now, excuse me, Hebrew says that. let's bruise a little bit. Can we go to bruise? Hebrew 6, right? Let's bruise a little bit. Let me find that thing. So look what he says. Now, my Bible reads like this. I'm trying to hear real, Rev. My Bible reads like this. It said, now the King James reads like this. It says 6:1. Therefore, leaving the principle of the doctrine of Christ. So what it's saying, leaving the elementary teaching of Christ. Oh, help me, hold. That's what it's saying. He said, let us go unto the perfection. Let me back up so we can get to understand. He said, therefore, leaving the principle of the doctrine of Christ, let us go unto perfection. Help me, Holy Spirit. Not laying again the foundation of repentance, death, the word, and for the what? Faith towards God. I'm in 1:6:1. You want to understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Saying is, I don't want you to change it. I just want you to teach it and keep teaching them the repentance of dead word. That's what he's saying. He said, of the doctrine of baptism, of laying on the hands, and look what he said, of the resurrection of the dead and the eternal judgment. Mm-hmm. He said, teach that. And he said, but let's go a little farther, Rabbi. Because some of us, we need to go a little farther. He said, that's what he said in verse 3. In this, we will do if God permit. Help me, hold.
So yes,
if I can
sir.
Just do something a little bit, they said don't change God's word, but can I do this here a little bit? If it be your will, Lord. If it be God's will, if you allow all this to happen, be his will. He said, for it is impossible. Can you hear me, Reverend? Those were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and were made partaker of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the power of the world to come. And he said, it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
After you didn't taste of this, you've been enlightening the heavenly gift and partaking of the Holy Ghost and got the good word in you, Reverend. And look what it is here. But he said, if they should fall away, to renew them, that's what he said, again, unto repentance, seeing they crucified themselves, the Son of God, afresh, and put him to open shame. So I'm trying to tell you, when this Holy Ghost get in you, I'm telling you, if you have the Holy Spirit in you, you're going to repent. You're going to repent. But then once you get him in you, these same things been tripping you up months and years out of the year, you're going to get a little stronger here, my brothers and sisters. You're not going to keep falling like you've been doing on Monday like you did Tuesday. You ain't going to fall like you did Wednesday like you did Thursday. You ain't going to fall like you did Friday. Why you a day before? Because sometimes we think we're already in another day, and we still working on this one day. Help me, Holy Spirit. So we try to draw too much, and we need to worry about what we got right here today. So what I'm trying to tell you, once the Holy Spirit in you, he got a candle on you. I'm trying to get out of here. It's like this oil, right? Again, it's like perfume, right? And once you put this perfume on you, see, when you're sitting up praise, Rabbi, let me teach this thing. When you're sitting up praise, let me preach a little bit more. When you're sitting up praise, you want to sit up a sweet aroma to the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. You don't want to tell no Lord you're praying for nothing. Lord, I want you to kill this person. I want you to hurt this person. That stuff stays in the room with you. God ain't hearing that stuff. God, you can say, God wants you to protect me, but you're not sending God to go do what? Harm nobody like that, because God know how to do what he need to do. Remember yesterday?
Right,
he'll fight with you with your enemy. He'll fight with you against the enemy. That's that same kind of God we said. But the Holy Spirit, I'm trying to get you to understand, the Zerubbabel had the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He had the Holy Spirit. And when you have the Holy Spirit, them rough edges you got, Reverend, oh, they get smoother.
That's right.
Let me
That's
leave
right.
you alone, man. You feel the rough edges you got. Because it start helping you. Because we found out what that red phrase, what they do, Reverend, earn, sharpen, earn. Proverbs 27:17, So as I'm teaching you, preaching to you, I'm sharpening you as well. I'm sharpening myself, because ain't nobody can sit on this word and look at it and read it and don't be convicted. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We all have to go before the master. All got to ask the master for strength. But Zerubbabel had a task. Let me get out of here. For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and see the plumbing in the hands of Zerubbabel, those seven that are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole world. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Help me, Holy Spirit. God is going to put his spirit down, and his eyes is going to be all around, my brothers and sisters. How many of you think you hide?
No way.
How many you think you hide? See, right now we look at the days are small, right? The things are small, and we look at in God's eyes it's different from mankind. God's eyes, one day is 1,000 years. Let me get my mind right. It took over 20 years, right, to do this task, right? But God gave it to him, make it like it was a small thing. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He put in his hand so he can strengthen him to don't look at the days like we look at the days. Can I teach you right for you again?
Yes, sir.
Small,
yes, sir.
God. God will give you a power in the right season, Reverend. He'll give you something in the right season, have you go through something. But see, sometimes we make mistakes, so he had to punish us, Reverend. But while he punishes us, sometimes the things we do, it go priceless in his eyes, Reverend. It go priceless in his eyes. So he look at us through Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. So when he's looking at us through Jesus, oh, man, help me. I feel good. I feel good about this one, Reverend. I'm talking to myself.
Amen.
When he got you, Reverend, and you in the middle of your task, and you found out you getting through it, wasn't because of your finance, it wasn't because you know how to read a blueprint, it wasn't because it because God gave you the revelation, brother, and he let you see him working it out. He's carving thing, man. He's taking this thing. He's carving it so much, Reverend, that man can't even sit still. I can't believe. I know I ain't the only one. If you follow me in the Word right now, as I read the Word, you ought to be happy just along with me because you know God
is
touching this morning. Nothing, my brothers and sisters, you did so good. I thought I did pretty good yesterday. But you know what? I did.
Mm-hmm.
It was something he did. He breathed in my nostril, brother. Let me hear you. You know I'm in this office. Let me get this thing together. I'm telling you, Reverend, when you have the Holy Spirit, can I back up a little bit, Reverend? Please let me do it. If you have the Spirit, Holy Spirit, you be just like this person here. You won't be like, it was my ABC. I went to college.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know I've been doing it for 50 years. You know, he said, not by might nor by power, but by who? The Spirit, said the Lord of hosts. Hey.
That's right.
When you see this thing,
that's right.
Can you imagine how Nebuchadnezzar tore this temple up, man, and they looking at how he's trying to put it back together, and you know he ain't gonna be sometimes he gonna want to quit, Rev. You ain't never been there, Rev.
Yes, sir.
It's gonna be the time you gonna lay it down, and the Holy Spirit said, no, son, I'm with you. Get on back on that road.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He said, because it won't be by his might, nor by his power, but by my Spirit, said the Lord. He was bold when he said, and when you look at that Lord, it's in Lord's cap. Oh, hear me. When you look at the Lord, it's in Lord's cap. And he said, host. When he hosted something, I mean, when you go to somebody's house, when you go somewhere, somebody give them in, and you're looking for the, see, the race gang, they're looking for what they call them. Let me get mine right, because I'm going somewhere with the race where they got a promoter and he promotes the race, right? You know what I mean? But then said you biting somebody to your house, Reverend, like a home opener or something, and you the host, man. So you bring somebody in, they looking for you to make this thing right for like the food, the whatever you got, if you got soft drinks, you know, whatever, how you want to do it, you know. But you the host. See, God is the host. You know, he's building a temple for God so he can do what? Come back and they're going to have to put the ark back in there. Help me, Holy Spirit. Put it back in its rightful place. But let me tell you something, Reverend.
Yeah.
I found out when he said that last point, verse 10, he said, in the hands of Zerubbabel with the seven, there are the eyes of the Lord which run to and fro through the whole world. God sees everything we do. He's listening to somebody right now.
Yeah.
He's seeing you right now. He know what you're thinking about right now. When he mentioned this, he's mentioning about how Zerubbabel is going to be able to build this thing and been so busy, but he's going to be able to do what? He's going to be able to watch and see all things. The Lord's going to have him. He got your back, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
He got your back.
Yes,
you what's his name? Nehemiah. If that's his name, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
Nehemiah.
Yes, sir.
When he went back. He went back and it was 12 gates around the temple. You remember Nehemiah,
Reverend?
His daddy was there, right? And the daddy was buried in the sepulcher. Can I say that? In the sepulcher. And Reverend, and he got word that people were running in and out the church, man. It just going, it just rampaging. And he heard about it, so he went to the king. But he prayed one day, Reverend, and fasted because he wanted to leave for a minute. And he was a cupbearer for the king. And, you know, the cupbearer for the king, it means he really trusted the man. So he drunk and ate everything for the king, even eating. So if he don't die, it means it was all right. So, you know, he didn't want him to leave, but he went to ask the king, could he leave? Oh, can I tell the story, Reverend? I'm talking about some Holy Ghost now. I'm talking about he got some strength, Reverend. And he went there, Reverend, and he asked the king, if it be will, I need to go back home. I need to go back because now they got the gates all burning up and people running in and out, and my father lay there. You know, I want to go back and build this gate up, and will you allow me to go? And the king asked, how long you going to be gone, Reverend Henry? The king asked, how long you going to be gone, Reverend Henry? And he said, I have a time, I don't know. Then he said, I tell you what. You go, I'm going to give you this passport. I'm going to sign, so I'm going to give you a letter so you can travel through. And when you go by here, I want you to do something. I want you to take these people with you, right? And I want you to go by this place where you get some cedar wood. Tell the guy to give you this wood because I want you to build this thing and come on back. Hey, help me, Holy Spirit. I know I'm telling the story. It's 7 days he went and be here. And let me tell you what I'm trying to get to. He got there. But what he did, like most of us did, he navigated. He looked to see how we're really looking, Reverend. I'm almost through church. He was looking, how we're looking, and he wanted to see what he had in front of him. So as he got there, you know, you got naysayers. There are three people over there. They're going to say, what's wrong with this man building on this gate like he was doing? But he went on and did it anyway. But what I'm trying to get to, while they was building, Reverend, they had one hand building. In another hand with their weapon. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
building. If anybody would have came up, they were ready to fight. See, God is so wise, man. His eyes are everywhere. And he helped Nehemiah them finish that task. The same way you see when he's talking about Zerubbabel, while you working, I'm going to be your eyes. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm out of here now. Oh, I'm out of here now. Look what it says. Then I said unto him, what are these two olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick, upon the left side thereof? And look what he said, Reverend. And I answered again and said unto him, what is these two olive branches which through the two golden pipes empty and the gold oil out of them, out of themselves? And he answered me and said, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Then he said, look what he said, Reverend. Then said he, these are the two anointed ones. steady by the Lord. With the what? With the whole earth. Can I do it again? He said, these are the two anointed ones. As I'm in the book, brother, that stand by the Lord.
It.
With the whole world. Let me tell you something, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
God's telling them by two sometimes.
Yes,
he
sir.
Anointed
yes,
them.
Sir.
He gave them a special task and work, and he anointed them, man. He said these two olive branches, these two trees, these two branches you see are two anointed ones. And look what he does. And they had a unique task to do, Reverend. Look, they had to accomplish something that it took a special agent, Reverend. You know, you just can't send these people. You can't just send anybody to do this task. You got to be some special people. So they was anointed. Look at Moses and Aaron. Look at Joshua and Caleb. Oh, you ain't get on board. Look at Peter and John. That didn't work for you. Look at Peter and Barnabas. That didn't get to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Look at this here. Look at this here, Reverend. He always sent them two by two. But watch this here. When Jesus came, Jesus came down 42 generations, my brothers and sisters, and he did no sin, and God allowed him to walk this earth. And as he walked this earth, he said, "When you see me, you see the Father." Oh, help me, oh, Father! I've been with you so long. If you don't believe me and the Father together, but believe in the works I do.
Say, Reverend.
When you see these two and you see the characteristic of the ministry, right, you know it's flow with the Holy Spirit. You could tell somebody about the Holy Spirit. I'm not talking about all that hollering and all that, because the Holy Spirit is a conviction thing. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
When someone is teaching and preaching that word, it convicts you to look at your life. What were we talking about the other day, Reverend? What we talked about the other day, we talked about when they go to repent, and God told them yesterday, they went to God taking their clothes off. He said, "No, I don't want you to just take your clothes off.
Yeah.
I want you, because I know you know how to do that. I want your heart.
My heart. Yes,
I want
sir.
Your heart." So when the word has been taught, when the word has been preached, if you leave here and still remain the same, brothers and sisters, pray. Because we really believe when God is in the midst, things don't remain the same. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You don't leave here and be the same, Reverend. You don't leave here and be the same, Reverend. Reverend, I have no time and got a show, because you know I got to get out of here. But I wanted to tell you this here, Reverend. If you came on late, if you just got here, just listen to it. Verse 6, Zechariah 4:6, and in the latter part of that, this is what the Lord said to him. I want you to understand the Holy Spirit is with us. I want you to know the branch and the two of the word, he always sent them by two. And he anointed the new task. And the Lord is with them over this whole earth. So as you see us preach, as you see us teach, let me do that one more verse in verse 1 and 5 and 1. He said, then I turned and lift up my eyes. And look and behold, flying rolls. Say, hey man, he's seeing things in the spiritual realm. God letting them see some things. And how God does this, Reverend. Back again, 4:6. Then he answered and spoke unto me, saying, "This is my word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts." That's what's gonna get him through.
That's right.
Anytime you see somebody pumping, they hitting their brakes and telling how good they doing, you better believe me. They're getting their reward then. But when someone turn that praise back to God, when they start taking about the grace and the grace unto it, they giving the praise back to God. That's when you know someone allowing the Holy Spirit to lead them. They not taking credit. What they do, they give it back to God. He knew Zerubbabel wasn't gonna be able to do this task without the Holy Ghost. God, if you are doing something for the Lord, you cannot do it without the Holy Ghost. So I don't care who and how long they be praying and preaching. They might have a gift, and that gift will go so long without God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It goes so long without God. But when someone got the Holy Ghost, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When someone has been driven by the Holy Spirit, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You know what it does?
Yeah.
It draws men to look at his life a little different. Children to look at his life a little different. Women to look at their lives. Houses to start getting connected with the vine. You know what I'm talking about? And when you get connected to the vine dresser, you stay connected in his word. He'll hear you. He'll hear you. Did you want the Lord to hear you this morning? So we come by.
Yes, sir.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We come by to tell
Praise
you if there's anything said, if anything was misunderstood, if it was something you missed, you just didn't catch, you know what I'm talking about? We ask you to pray and hit the one button, and we'll try our best to try to explain it, you know what I'm talking about? Because sometimes we get so happy, you know. That thing, I started thinking, I know he was talking to me with that one. You know, and what
Praise
is
the Lord. Yes, sir.
Nothing rehearsed. We done let the Spirit of God move, man. So we ask you, if you want to hit, we don't mind you hitting and praying. And if you got a word, you want to speak on it, and if something enlightens you, it's there. We ask you to, when you come in, allow the Holy Spirit to use you. And we thank God for the hour. We thank God for the Spirit. We ask you to keep us in prayer, that we always keep God first.
Lord.
This kingdom building is not without the Holy Ghost. It's kingdom building with the Lord of hosts. He said, not by might, not by strength, but by my Spirit, said the Lord of hosts. That's what we are in. That's what we're driving with. We're driving with the Spirit of the Lord. We might not sound like most. We might not convey like most, but we try to give it to what God gives to us. And we thank you for your attention. We thank you for you coming out. If you don't have nothing, I got to move on. If you can,
yes, sir.
Just let me know, you know. But I got to get on. If you don't, you know, we know how to finish this thing out. You hear me, Ray?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful today. That's beautiful. That vision of that candlestick to olive trees. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for speaking. Once again, thank you, Lord. Having your way. It is a blessing. It is a privilege. Now, some say that as a cliche, but we really believe it's a blessing. Have God in attendance with us. It's a blessing to know that He cares and He watches over us. He's listening in. He's instructing us with the Holy Spirit leading, guiding, and convicting hearts. We just tell God, thank you. Recognize and see His work. See what He's doing. Hallelujah. Just want to tell Him, thank you. Thank you. I thank you for the word. It's truly was an encouragement and a blessing. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Truly an encouragement and such a blessing. Oh, hallelujah. As we give, hallelujah, until you what was given unto us, praise the Lord. We hear you, Amy, with the pink sheep. As followers of Christ, our love should make us stand out in the crowd. Oh, hallelujah, our love. Make us stand out in the crowd. Hallelujah, pink sheep. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. And also she gave us second count. Second counts. Hallelujah. The time to kneel for Jesus is now. Oh, if He allowed you to see this day and wake up this morning. Hallelujah. That's another chance He's given you to making your choice to accept Him. Hallelujah. Oh, clean up. try to work on something you may have missed yesterday. Is He grace? He said in the scripture, "Day was grace. It's by the grace of God, and grace unto grace, grace unto it." So we thank the Lord today for His grace, for His mercy, for His wonderful counsel, how He kept us. Hallelujah. Also, she gave us good medicine. We find joy when we learn to live in Jesus' love. That's good medicine now. We find joy when we learn to live in Jesus' love. Ephesians, a cheerful heart is good medicine. Hallelujah. Proverbs 17:22. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For what you've given to your servant. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. You know, I want to hit the one button, so we'll pray. We just want to tell God, thank you. And we receive that spirit they gave. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. the spirit that he gave, and encouragement that he gave, the strength that he gave you in the word this morning. Said, not by my might, not by our might, but by the power of our life, by the spirit of our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we pray, Father God, we thank you for this message today. We thank you for what you have allowed us to experience. And we ask that you, Father, go with us and stand by us and keep us, Father. Let us receive this word and take this word and, oh, let it be a blessing unto our lives in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. They not fall upon deaf ears, but go into the hearts. Men and women, that they may go forth and be pleasing in my sight, and take this and apply it into their lives in Jesus' name. Thank you for the message. So Ryan, continue to give him strength. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The message, the messenger, and the listeners in Jesus' name. Jesus' name we do pray. We thank you for it all. Jesus' name we pray. Lord God, hallelujah. Have your way. Let thy will be done in our lives, and bless us. Be good followers of your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
If I couldn't say one word,
I'll just wave my hand.
If I couldn't say one word,
I'll just
wave
my hand.
He's been good. Help me out of danger when danger was around me.
If I
couldn't say one word. Talking about me. He been good to me. I just can't forget what he did at Calvary.
If I
couldn't say have done what you did when you went to Calvary. You shed your blood. You shed it for me. That's why I'm standing here on your word. I know your word will forever stand.
If I
couldn't say one word, yeah, help me
me a long time, and you're still keeping me now. I want to thank you, because you've been good to me, Lord. You've been good to me, Lord. A lot of times, that's all we can do is just
wave.
I remember back in 1995, I like to lost my mama. But ain't God good, y'all? Ain't God good, y'all? They thought my mama was dead, but mama wasn't dead.
My
uncle called me on the phone. He said, "Now, Pastor, your mama doing just fine. See, I ain't nothing but a mama's boy. I love my mama. My mama been good to me. See, I can't talk about none of y'all out there, but my mama been good to me. The doctor said my mama gonna have to stay in a wheelchair for 6 long months. But my mama rose up out of that wheelchair at only 3 months. Somebody ought to give God some praise. Ain't God good? When he woke me up this morning, all I did was wave my hand. When he put food on my table, all I did was wave my hand. When he put a roof over my head,